Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, coming to you from the darkness, cause I think the lights should probably get brighter on me right now. Is it just my imagination, or is this how we're going to do it? Is it kind of like Doug Loves Movies by candlelight? Oh, that's a little brighter. Oh, good luck reading my notes tonight. Holy shit, you guys. What a special event. Okay, let me start at the top. Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. All right, that was pretty good. I can't expect you guys to be right on it, because this is a very special Doug Loves Movies, coming to you once again from CineFamily in Los Angeles on Monday, April 28th, 2014. Wolf of Wall Street, Fight, Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Men Walking, Tall, the President's Men in Black, Fisher King, Ralph, a Dog Day Afternoon Delight, Sleeper, Delight, Sleep, Perfect Murder. Tonight, after Doug Loves Movies, we will be doing a Benson movie interruption of 3 Days to Kill, after a 15-minute smoke break, of course. And I saw 3 Days to Kill, kind of. I went with my friends from the band Sleeper Agent, Tony and Alex, and even talked them into seeing 3 Days to Kill, and fell asleep about 20 minutes into it. And then when I woke up after it was all over, I was like, oh, okay, I'll interrupt that. I'm going to go ahead and do an interruption of that, because I thought it was ridiculous for 20 minutes and then checked out. Since last I spoke and you listened, I attended the 16th annual Ebert Fest in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois. Had a wonderful time, saw some great movies, and I highly recommend Life Itself, which is a documentary by Steve James about Roger Ebert, and Wadja, which is, I don't know, some people already are responding to it. It's the first movie made in Saudi Arabia and also directed by a woman who had to, like, hide in a van to direct scenes that they shot through a window in the van. in Saudi Arabia. Yeah, so it's an amazing movie about a girl who wants a bike. And it's like Pee Wee's Big Adventure, but she wants one, doesn't already have one, and then loses it. Of course, everything I recommend is done highly, but I highly recommend those movies. Thursday night, I'll be back right here as part of the Wayne Fetterman International Film Festival presenting Boogie Nights. Yeah, cinefamily.org for tickets. Chicago, Monday night. Yes, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. I'm doing Douglas Movies at Zany's in Rosemont, O'Hare adjacent. The prize bag has lots of crazy stuff in it. Cinefamily donated a badly damaged 3 Days to Kill poster. It's got a bunch of dents in it. And they say that's how it was sent to them. And I believe them because Cinefamily is about love and not about lying. And there's lots of other stuff. There's a copy of Gateway Doug and some other stuff that I'll tell you about when I get my guests out here. But I'm so excited about these guests. Let's bring them out right now. Please give a big warm welcome to Nick Thune, Rory Scovel, and Griffin Dunn. Yeah, Woo is right. So excited. First time guest Griffin Dunn is here, everybody. Woo! Actor, director. If I want to make it sound highfalutin, so director. Star of two of my favorite all-time films. Do you want to guess which two movies? We just met on the patio, but which
After
two?
After Hours and American Werewolf.
Yes. I'm such a cliche in your life.
That's all right.
Every drunken guy in the bar. I love After Hours and American Werewolf. Anything you made that doesn't begin with an A, fuck it. But those are two, like, two amazing...
In alphabetical order.
Yes, they are. In absolute alphabetical order. That's Nick Thune, everybody. I like to call him Nick Thune. Yeah. And people correct me all the time on Twitter that it's Nick Thune and not Nick Thune. But if you could change it for me, I'd appreciate it.
I could look into that.
All right, thank you. And Rory Scovel is here, everybody. Thank you. And he brought a bag that says YouTube on it that became the prize bag because it's bigger than the bag I brought that says Carnival Cruises on it.
Does the bag play videos?
Both hand-me-down bags.
Yeah. And so this is just, you got this because you did something on YouTube?
Yeah, no, I did something at YouTube.
You did it. You did it at them?
I added at YouTube, and they gave me a bag and a bandana and a hat and a pen, and I said, you know who needs this? Someone else who doesn't want it.
Yeah, this is like a headband.
That's a headband if you want to work out and really promote YouTube.
There's also...
Hey, you worried about getting picked in basketball? Put that headband on. You'll get picked right away. I bet that guy can dunk.
I'll take YouTube.
There's a hat with the, like, YouTube, like, you know, start arrow.
Press
and I would think that if someone, you'd have to be a tough guy to wear this, because otherwise people would just be tapping you on your fucking head.
That's right.
All the time. Hey, yeah. Hey.
Who do you play. Hang out with? What bars are you going to?
I hang out with some scurrilous types, Rory.
Aggressive and,
okay, so that's a bunch of YouTube swag you're getting from Rory Scovel. And then from our friend Nick Thune, a purple belt.
Yeah.
Tell us more about it.
I was given this belt when I performed or participated in the Conan Golf Classic. It is a one-of-a-kind belt that's too big for me, so you guys lucked out. And on the back of it is an email address where you will email me and I will give you a free download of my new album.
Oh. What's your new album called? It's the follow-up to Thick Noon.
It is the follow-up.
Which is one of my favorite titles.
This one's called Folk Hero.
All right, so not every title can be hilarious.
No, some of them are meant
some
to.
Some of them are just more evocative.
Yeah.
But thank you for bringing this belt. And you have a motion picture that you are in.
Yeah.
That publicists like reached out to me. Could Nick Thune be on your podcast? And I was like, yeah, my friend Nick, sure.
Then you text me and I said yes.
Yes. So what's the movie's called? Bad Johnson?
It's called Bad Johnson, and I play a penis. It's on demand and on iTunes, and then May 2nd, it's in theaters. But basically, a guy who is a womanizer and his penis is always getting him into trouble. He can't stop it. It's ruined relationships. Goes to bed one night and says, I just wish that I didn't have this amazing dick. And then he wakes up, and his penis has supernaturally become me.
This is the weirdest booking because I did not do this on purpose, putting you and Griffin Dunn on the same panel.
I got to tell you, first of all, that movie's been made.
Yeah,
no, they know.
He's in it.
I know.
No, I'm sure you had to research it, I would imagine, to play that part.
I did a lot of research, but I kind of watched everything that you've ever done.
And, well, as you should. And
but the movie's been done, and it's also been a play. I don't know. I just took a role.
That's incredible. No, it was a dark stain on my oeuvre, I think. Mm-hmm. It seemed like a good idea to play a guy whose penis talked to him.
In your blue.
We've got
light.
The name of your autobiography, though. A Dark Stain on My Oeuvre. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, we can stick with that.
Yeah.
And then there happens to be a penis exhibit in the courtyard.
Yeah,
it's really weird coincidences.
And Rory Scovel.
Yeah, and then I'm also here.
It's incredible.
You have a penis.
I have a penis.
There you go. Another coincidence.
I'm in a movie that's coming out where a woman has her vagina chopped off.
No, you're not.
Yeah, it's not. It's not related to this. She's tortured. It's actually pretty gruesome.
YouTube videos that you post are not movies.
What's that? Yeah, I shot it for YouTube.
Yeah, vines aren't movies.
I did it on YouTube. It's pretty. It's also available now. Like Nick's new movie.
It's free.
It's also free to grab.
Also in the bag, a T-shirt from Kansas City Normal and a Spider-Man mask that, like, if you're going to a costume party and you're the laziest person, you could just hold this up to your face.
You took off the best part. That was supposed to be Spider-Man with an eye patch.
Oh, sorry. Fixed it. So all that stuff is in this YouTube bag that Rory brought for somebody to win tonight. But before we get to that, let's talk about movies for a second.
Wait, did you get my... I brought some swag.
Oh, what'd you bring? I'm sorry.
Well, it's actually being printed up, but it's a picture of me at the age of 7 meeting the Beatles. And it's a keeper.
What are you going to do? You're going to, like, sign it for them?
No, I'm like... there was a charity event, and my parents won tickets to it, and I stood in line for about 2 hours, just moving along, and the four mop tops are sitting on stools, and John is shaking my hand like he cannot believe he's finally meeting me.
Yeah, must have been a huge
honor.
He's
got this like, what are you doing here on his face? And it's a treasured item, and I swag it away to you.
Wow. Well, but it's not here yet.
Yeah. Yeah, you might not get it. I just wanted to bring it up.
Oh, okay.
He just wanted to say he's met John Lennon.
I just had to say it. If I didn't say I met the Beatles soon, I was going to burst.
Every event you're at, you're just dying to say, I met the Beatles! But that is pretty, that's as bragging goes, that's a pretty, it's a winner.
Whoever wins, please frame that picture. And I hope people ask all the time, like, what is this picture with this boy meeting the Beatles? Well, I wish that was funnier.
And why is it inside a YouTube bag?
Yeah, they never hang it up.
I think that.
And why are you wearing a purple belt?
They just throw that bag in the corner when they get home.
Griffin, what's the movie that you? What's the project you have coming out that you're excited about? It's called The Discoveries.
Discoverers. Yeah, and it's a really funny, kind of touching movie about a guy who I play, who's an academic, have written a book about Lewis and Clark, and that's sort of my specialty. And I'm going to deliver a speech halfway across the country, and I take my teenage children with me, and it's sort of like a dysfunctional family comedy, and we end up. We end up taking like a reenactment Lewis and Clark trip, and we end up wearing, you know, furs and carrying muskets and shit. And it's funny. It's a sweet movie.
Sounds hilarious.
I didn't punch a joke in. It's
Nick,
not that
funny. As comedians,
you'll be in it in
as comedians
long,
none of us could have said something.
10 years ago.
Yeah. First of all, there's not one penis in this movie, by the way. You wouldn't be interested.
Penis of the Old West. All right. Rory, you don't have a movie to plug, do you?
No. And follow my career. I never will. I'm an artist. I don't do film.
Okay.
I don't do film. I do live productions only.
Yeah. TBS or nothing.
Yep. That's where I draw the line. Once I'm in the door, I don't take any steps forward. I stop right away.
Are you excited, though, to interrupt the Kevin Costner classic, a new classic, 3 Days to Kill?
I am.
Tonight, mere moments after this show is
over?
Big
fan of JFK, and I imagine they're going to be on the same level. So I'm excited about this film.
You're going to be president?
Why is that funny? I'm really excited to interrupt this film.
I got a question for Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best moments in the history of movies is in American Werewolf in London, when you pick up that Mickey Mouse doll and make it wave and say, "Hi, David." Was that ad-libbed?
Good. In fact, it was. Could you tell?
Yeah.
It was.
It's fucking funny when that happens. Well, he's back from the dead. He's a zombie, and his friend is freaking out, and he picks up a Mickey Mouse doll and makes it wave and goes, "Hi, David." Why wouldn't that be hilarious when a zombie does that?
I don't
know.
It just sort of works. I did it. I just pulled it out of my butt. And Landis has taken credit for that line ever since.
That son of a bitch.
That's just what he does. I don't know.
All right. Well, I'll tell you a great story then. I was at a party recently, and someone was talking to me, a very high-profile person.
Oh, who?
I'm not going to say who. This story isn't to embarrass that person, but it's to embarrass John Landis, because that person talked to me for a while and then turned to John Landis and started calling him Leonard because he thought he was Leonard Maltin. And he felt bad about it afterwards, as anybody should, I guess. I guess I'm burning the John Landis bridge to be on the show. Joe Dante at the same event agreed to come on sometime.
Oh, he's great.
Okay, good. You're good with Joe Dante.
I love Landis too. He'll do it.
Oh, you love him. You just know that that's the kind of ego he has, that he thinks he thought of Hi, David.
Yeah. We can, you know, trade it back and forth. I take credit for a lot of his stuff too.
Oh, really?
I directed Blues Brothers.
Don't cool. fuck up and add a 2000 to that.
I had a window and I took it.
Wait a second. Did John Landis meet the Beatles?
Well, see?
Who really met the Beatles?
He cock blocks me all the time on that one.
All right, you guys. That was the movie discussion. I think it went pretty well. I'm pretty happy with it. You know, you get a very, astute movie crowd here at CineFamily, and when they're laughing, you know you're doing something right. So congratulations, Nick.
Thanks.
Better luck next time, Griffin and Rory.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like I'm keeping score or something. This is the part of the show. This is the part of the show where I say, points, let the games begin. Yeah. I'm hoping audience members, even though we're at a new location tonight, or a different location, I'm still going to be back at UCB a week from tomorrow night, but did you guys bring name tags at all? Okay. So people brought little things they wrote their names on, or just a packet of Oreos, and they put a post-it on. And so what I'd like each of my guests to do is to go select from the audience a name tag that you would like to represent, or you could ask them to bring it to you if you just want to point to them, but have them bring you the name tag or go get it for whoever you'd like to play for tonight to win all the prizes in the YouTube bag.
You, poster person, come here now.
Oreo man.
Yeah, Griffin's going for the Oreos. That's a smart play.
Yeah. Oreo and driver's license. Okay.
It's
Tonight's Doug Loves Movies is brought to you without commercial interruption.
Thank you.
And it's sponsored by Mercedes-Benz. Then we have John Hamm's voice comes in and says, your mileage may vary. All right. Oh, wow. That's
you're going to donate your organs? It says on this. Great. I'm such a fan of that. Good. You were born.
Are you giving it up for the piano?
Oh, the guy just put his ID on some Oreos?
No, I'm telling you. Yeah.
Okay.
How is this going to play in?
You win today, that guy is going to get all this stuff in this bag.
Oh, cool.
Including that picture that you
Doug, I feel like
promised.
You're upset that he only put his ID on Oreos despite the fact he's an organ donor.
I can't follow what you just said, but
I don't think anyone in the crowd followed what I said.
Who are you playing for, Rory?
I am playing for Erica.
And she made a poster. She took the Cutie and the Boxer poster and changed it to Curly and the Stoner.
And put
me on there, and that must be her, right?
That's her.
She's Curly.
She's Curly, and
this
you smoke a lot of pot.
This movie
as some
should really
know.
Happen, I think. I mean, I saw Cutie and the Boxer, and I'm already more entertained by this. It was good, but it was just like, you know, struggling artists just arguing.
You know what I heard about that? Actually, just a small fact about that documentary is that the director, or whoever, the filmmaker, the footage that I thought was the most interesting when he was really drunk around that, you know, table and then walking around New York, they found that 2 weeks before finishing it. They didn't have that for the movie, and then they placed that footage off a picture they saw a camera in a room.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
That was the best part of the movie. Oh, we can't talk about real stuff.
No, we can't.
No, we're trying to entertain people, Nick.
And you're
not trying to bore them to death with...
Oh, I have goosebumps from that story, man. I got chills.
You know who else has goosebumps are these Sour Patch Kids that I got.
With a license.
That was a sweet, sweet-ass segue. And what, whose name is on it?
It does...
My name is...
Get out!
But come back if you win. And retrieve
yeah,
your
yeah,
YouTube
bag. Yeah, of course.
Bag.
You deserve the prizes if you win because you, Nick, chose your box of candy that you altered in no way whatsoever.
Yeah, there's nothing on here.
But his name is Kid, I
but
guess.
It is now including the blue Sour Patch Kids.
Oh.
I think he said his nickname is Kid.
Oh, okay. I'll settle for that. I don't need
he didn't
to know
even
anything.
Cross out the S though. Right?
I don't need to know anything more about him. But he might win tonight. And what's the name of the Oreo guy?
I can tell you exactly.
Yeah, it's right on there. Give me his middle name and give me his address.
Nicholas Allen Simmons. His eyes are blue. Date of birth is 90286. Okay. And Camden Avenue. Cool. Anyway, great.
What kind of home security do you have at Camden? Camden Avenue. Sunset in Camden. That's from Singing in the Rain. Okay, so let's determine who's going to go first.
Yeah, you guys want to do some fucking lines or
in
what?
The Leonard Maltin game.
You guys want to do some
it's
fucking
Mark
lines?
Wahlberg, everybody. And Mark Wahlberg is going to say a line from a motion picture, as only Mark Wahlberg can do it. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing fucking good, dude.
Okay, good. I'd appreciate if you'd watch. I'd like you to watch the language on my show.
What's
but
that? I'm sorry, dude. I, you know,
all fucking, right.
You know, I'm here for this fucking dick museum.
You know. You know, kids
I was
listen.
To, I was here
kids
to make
listen
a mold.
To this podcast. We got children listening.
What's that?
So children listen to this.
They'll
podcast.
They'll fucking hear it.
Okay. And so what's going to happen, gentlemen, is Mark's going to say a line from a movie, and the first person who could say into their microphone the name of that motion picture is going to win this this particular game. So go ahead there, Mark. Say a line from a movie.
I'm surrounded by dead people. It's lonely.
Sixth Sense.
Okay, Rory has guessed Sixth Sense. That is incorrect.
I'm surrounded by dead people. It's lonely.
Oh,
Paranorman.
Rory has guessed a second time, also incorrect. Rory, you could sit this out from now on.
Okay.
I'm surrounded by dead people. It's lonely. I'm lonely.
American Werewolf.
Yes, that is correct. Is Griffin Dunn recognized the line that he says in An American Werewolf in London.
I don't think that's the right line, though.
Well, no, that's how
it's
I would
not right.
It.
That, no, Don, it's right.
It's boring.
Mark changes it up.
I say it's boring.
It is boring. I'm lonely.
Okay. We're talking about the line of the movie, though, not about you.
No, I'm fucking the coolest dude of all time.
This so is what Mark like, does on set
if
all
I,
the time.
If I say boring, it's not going to be believable because it's me.
Oh, right.
You know, in Paranorman, they do say lonely. If we are still determining
right,
who gets
you.
That point.
Right, I'm you, gonna can go. You can go now, Mark I'm and go Rory.
Thank you, Mark.
Can I go this way? Which way do I go?
That
I go this
line.
Way?
That wasn't the line.
Yeah, I'm here for the dick mold.
Have I said that Cine Family, have I made it specifically clear that they have a penis museum in the patio for the movie The Final Member, which is playing currently? And yes. Got to give a plug to that for people who want to see a bunch of dicks. Under glass.
I did actually watch that in preparation for my movie.
You did?
Yeah.
You saw The Final Member?
They were showing it in Chicago while we were filming. Yeah. It's great. It's actually a good doc. About all this right. guy. A guy donates his penis. That's the thing. It's a, anyway.
All right. Thanks, Nick.
People listening should know that I gave him a little knee pat there.
They should know that.
Yeah, they need to know that.
That might have been my first knee pat I've ever had. Just a balled up fist patting my knee. I don't think that's ever happened.
Yeah, I kind of like it, I guess.
Let's play the Leonard Mung game. Griffin Dunn gets to go first, and he doesn't have any idea how this game works. So it's perfect. I'll explain it as quickly as I possibly can. It's like... You remember Name That Tune, right?
Yeah, you hear the song and then you name it.
Yeah, you hear so many, how many notes you can name it in?
Yeah.
So this is instead of notes, it's actors' names reading from the bottom of the list up from Leonard Maltin's reviews of various films. And I'll explain more as we go along. But you get to start by picking a category. Like, just think of the category where you might know the most about it and choose that. Joe Fritz on Twitter suggested Old Yeller, and that's the films of Al Pacino. The later films of Al Pacino. So it's movies that he's made since about 2000. Please, he probably started yelling even earlier than that with Scent of a Woman, but but you know what I mean. Have you ever worked with Al Pacino?
No, I haven't.
I was asking Nick.
Oh. Oh, shit.
God, this guy, I don't even know Doug. He asked me to come on his podcast and he's a dick to me. Yeah. What's that about?
Okay, so later films of Al Pacino. Or we got two folks celebrating a birthday today, two hot ladies. Jessica Alba and Penelope Cruz are both born today. So either the films of Jessica Alba or Penelope Cruz. So who do you think you know more about, the recent Al Pacino or Alba or Cruz?
Al Pacino.
Because you've never worked with any of them?
Let me think very quickly. No.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I knew right away. I don't know why I was stalling.
It did look
cool. You just
cool
gotta be sure.
Yeah,
he's been in so many movies.
Wait, yeah, go back. Penelope Cruz. Yeah, she and I. Wait a minute.
You gotta be sure because you could have been in a kind of an anthology movie where you didn't have scenes
true.
With them,
that's
but
true.
They were in it. Yeah, so you did a good job.
So point given.
Now I'm gonna give you some clues, and then I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna read stuff from Leonard Maltin's review and how many stars he gave it, and what year it came out. And I'm going to tell you how many names he lists at the bottom of the review, because he lists quite a few names usually. And then you have to guess, reading from the bottom of the list up, how many of those names you would need to get it. And then we'll go to Rory,
who will either ask you to name it or he will bid lower, and then we go around to Nick. You'll see how it works.
Mm. I'm so glad I'm first.
It's actually a good spot to be.
It's a really great spot.
Sounds really good.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
1.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 2003. He says this movie is about an underworld functionary. Wish I could tell you what those two words meant. And
I already know what it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, let me tell you how many names.
Me too.
Let me tell you how...
I just can't think of...
Let me tell you how many names are listed in this. He lists 8 names. So now what you can do is you can, since you think you know what it is, you can bid 0 names, which means, you know, you could just name it without hearing any of these names, or you can bid negative names. So if you say -1, you have to name the top billed person and the title of the movie. -2, the top 2 billed people in the correct order. So it gets tricky. What would you like to do, Griffin
Dunn? Well, what if I could tell you, like, the plot, who he plays, every single thing, but I can't remember the actual
Then you should
title.
Say, I can name that movie in 8 names. Get out of harm's way, because you seem like you're in trouble.
Shit, I can tell you so much about this movie.
I bet you can. But,
I mean, 10 people saw it, and I was the 9th.
But see, now you're just giving clues to the other 2 guys.
It's really obscure. They won't get it.
That's another clue. So just say I can name in 8 names. Because then if I named all the names, I think you'd probably zero in on what it's called. Uh-huh. That's my theory.
Okay.
All right. 8 names?
8 names.
Okay. Rory? Oh, look at him.
7 names.
Okay, that's good. Good, bit from some sort of character.
That was
sort of.
That was his kind of.
Some
thing.
Sort of character?
Yeah, I don't know what that was supposed to be. I don't know why you would gay it up like that.
He was doing. Was that your kind of your southern guy?
Oh, are you stalling because you don't know it?
I'd actually know the name and could probably name the first 2.
Well, records. Good, because I right. don't, or do I?
So what's your.
But
so what's your
not,
bid?
I'm actually not 100% confident on the
okay.
name.
Okay. So do you want to
I'm going to go
bid like 1 more or less or
No, I'm going to go to
oh shit.
The two actors. I'm going to go to 2.
You need just 2 names.
Yeah.
All right. So Griffin, you can say name it and I'll give him 2 names, and if he fails then you'll get the point, or you can bid less than 2 names, which would be 1
right.
or 0.
I'll
and you
2.
Didn't seem that confident, so.
Yeah, I'll go with 2 names.
You mean you're
a
telling,
rare move in the DLM community.
Me to name it?
That you, yeah.
You're saying he'll name it in 2 names. Yeah. All right, yeah. Good go, Nick. Your 2 names are Lenny Venlo. Venito, apologize. Apologies to Lenny Venito and his family. And Missy Kreider. Those are your 2 names. But
there's
what?
No way.
Well, what's the name of this movie?
Stigmata.
What?
2003?
There was a movie.
No way.
There was a movie where Al Pacino yelled at people called Stigmata?
No, I was actually thinking of a movie where he plays the devil.
Yeah.
That's, Underworld.
That's not it,
though. That's not it, either.
That was Spawn, the one bro. With Keanu Reeves and Charlize Theron.
You guys are all wrong.
Yeah, but
you're wrong,
he's in
bro.
That movie, though.
Sure.
Al Pacino. He plays the devil, right.
I'm yeah, yeah. Hit you. Guys,
Underworld.
The movie
it's
is...
It's not called Stigmata. Uh-oh.
But now I want to play...
It's Spawn.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Mark.
It's fucking Spawn.
To
it's
be
not,
fair...
It's not Spawn, but thanks, Mark.
I wasn't that far off.
No. You were like so totally in the neighborhood. You were like an Uber car that comes 15 minutes later, even though it's been going up and down your street. So
I'm really
Griffin,
impressed.
I want Griffin to tell us more about this movie because okay. he doesn't know the name, but he knows more about
it. I can tell you. First of all, those 2 people were like day players. They were in and out of that movie so fast.
Sure.
Ouch.
Because it's kind of a 3-hander, that movie.
Well,
Griffin Byrne.
It's about a guy. It's based on a publicist named Bobby Zarum. Who was a really big New York publicist.
Okay.
And it's a real, trust me on this. And it's set in like the seedy world of New York publicists. I don't know. New York publicists, seedy world. I don't
Sounds like hell to me.
And it's two words, the title. It's like the insider or the outsider or
stigmata.
No, I was going to say you're close to the two
Robert,
words thing.
Robert Schiff. Robert
no,
because
it's called.
In it.
It's two words, but it's called G. Lee, and yeah, and Al Pacino was in G. Lee. Who even remembers Al Pacino was in G. Lee with Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez?
No, come on, that's not really it.
That's really it.
Oh. And you just let me go on and on about the movie with the publicist?
Well, because I kept thinking, that's right. I keep waiting for the handicapped guy played from the guy who's always kidnapped in the Hangover movie.
That was a really good practice round.
Wow, yeah.
We all really confidently didn't know what it was. Even Mark Wahlberg was like, it's Spawn, bro. Spawn.
Don't, if you say his name, he'll come out again. So... So Griffin gets a point on that round,
yeah,
everybody.
He doesn't even know why.
I still don't know how to play this game.
No, that's the charm of the game. You don't even have to know how to play to win. But that means that...
That means we're going to do another fucking line, bro.
Oh, shit. It's another line from Mark. Doesn't mean anything, but let's try one. Can I play, too?
Well, I can participate in this.
Get in on it, ready?
All right, I'll get in
ready?
On it.
It's here we go. Fucking race to who can do this first.
Okay, here we go.
See, what we got here is a failure to communicate.
Cool Hand Luke.
It is Cool Hand Luke. Hey, guys. Wow. Seriously, though. Come check out my dick at this museum.
Why don't you?
There's a fucking line, but I'll let you guys budge.
Why don't you do a remake of Cool Hand Luke? That seems like a perfect vehicle for you.
I keep trying to, but they're stuck on the fucking...
We keep trying to do it. We can't make it happen. It just won't happen for some reason. I just don't know why it won't happen.
I'm like, change the fucking Luke part, and we're good.
Which part?
I don't know where he's, I don't know where he's going with this.
What would you call it? I'm in it.
Cool Hand Mark. Cool Hand Mark. Okay. Yeah. You're right. You're right. I should have saw that.
You nailed it.
Yeah, go ahead and shut that door. How's Donnie doing?
Oh no,
Donnie got it. He's gonna marry Jenny McCarthy. Yeah,
she found out that he has autism. She's trying to make up to
why would
people.
You say that, Rory? Why, Rory?
I'll take it. That got a bigger response than my LL Cool J thing, so.
You did an LL Cool J thing?
You didn't even notice?
No, I did not.
I did it for you.
Ladies love Cool James, and I didn't even notice. You got to put on a Kangol hat first. You get to pick category, Rory. A category. Would you like...
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
It's the birthday today of the late, great Bruno Kirby. Did you ever work with Bruno Kirby?
I was in an acting class with him that he taught. He was just one of the greatest, sweetest, most wonderful guys around.
So good in everything he was in.
So good.
Oh my God. Yeah, I so thought you were going to say I was asking Nick again. That was a perfect setup for it.
I'm not going to do that to him twice.
You could have done it three times by now.
No, I was very...
Rory's the callback king. That's what they call him on the road.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like, what's up, CK? So... So the films of Bruno Kirby, or Turn Over a New Leaf, that's films where Joaquin Phoenix was credited as Leaf Phoenix. So he's a wee one. Nobody ever picks it. It's a category that's been banished forever.
Well, maybe
or
tonight things change.
At Blueberry Johnson suggested, you're in this. And that's movies that people on this panel are in. Yeah. So Rory's really thinking about this as someone who's probably not in any
zero
movies.
Names. I know it.
If he was the pie chart of, I was just gonna do a Mitch Hedberg joke. It would have been perfect. I should credit him.
Is that last one a real thing?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Movies that you're in.
You think I'd throw out a made up category?
Yeah, Doug.
No, just kidding, guys.
The category is movies where someone eats a shit pie.
You say that like that's an impossible category on this show.
I can only think of one movie that qualifies, but yeah.
Pink flamingos, by the way, would be the answer to that.
It's not in a pie, it's just out of a dog.
Yeah, well, it's shit is shit.
It's dog shit. They cook up a pie of shit in The Help.
What was the second one? Oh, what? No, that Joaquin Phoenix one. I'm not
like,
doing
isn't
that.
The act of having to cook your own shit into a pie as degrading as making someone eat it? Standing, you're slaving over your own shit.
Oh, my God.
Which one did you pick?
What was the first one?
Bruno Kirby. Do you know Bruno Kirby?
No.
Yeah,
he's
so great.
Me.
See?
Oh, burn. Griffin, burn.
Bruno Kirby, Leaf Phoenix, or someone on this panel is in this movie.
Yeah, I'll do that one. I'll do that third one.
Oh, that's fun. That's bound to be hilarious. Would you like a movie that someone from this panel is in from 1994 or 2007?
2007.
Yeah. Yeah, 2007.
You're an idiot.
3 stars from Leonard. He says this movie is about a fast-rising entertainment reporter and that the unrated version is also available. And he lists 12 names. How many names do you think you can get it in,
Rory? Is the person who's in it name listed?
I can't give you that. But how many names do you think it'll take you, Rory, to get that? And then we'll go to Griffin.
Griffin, do you know it?
Don't do that. It's cheating.
12 names.
He took all the names, Griffin. So you could say like 11, get most of the names. Or you can ask him to name it. There's always a chance that he...
And that means that he would come up with all those names.
12. I get to list them all for him, yeah.
But if you say 11...
Oh, I see.
If you say 11, worst case scenario, Nick is going to say name it, and I'm going to name 11 cast members out of 12 of a movie from 2007. Are you good at that sort of thing?
Are you talking to him?
No.
we're all so nervous.
Yeah,
now.
He's doing that.
I wish he
he's
were.
He's doing that joke again.
No one responds to Doug.
The only option I understood that you gave me.
Yeah.
I think.
Please go with whatever.
This is the only one that stuck. He's 11.
Yeah. Okay. He 11 says 11 names, yeah. Nick.
So I'm still in.
What? Yeah,
you're
still in.
I thought that I was out from losing.
No, no, it's first person to 2 points.
Oh, okay.
Nobody
okay.
gets knocked out.
I can name it in 0 names.
Yeah. So now we're back around to Rory, who's just stuck having to say name it. Because you don't know what it is, do you, buddy?
Well, the thing is, I don't know it, but like him before, when he said 2 names, I was like, oh, Nick's going to get it right. And then he said Stigmata, and now they said 0 names. I'm like, he might guess Stigmata again. He's a wild card.
I really am.
I think we've established no one up here is in Stigmata. And the category is someone up here is in this.
I know.
I played the God's Soul in Stigmata, actually.
You can name it in 0 names.
On cameras, all voiceover.
Yeah, so he's pretty confident.
Well, that leaves me no option. I have to say -1 or name it, right?
Yeah, you could say -1 and then fail to name it because you clearly don't know it. And the point will go to Nick.
Okay.
Or you could say name it and he will name it because he clearly knows it and the point will go to Nick. So take your time.
I find your tone a little more aggressive with me than Griffin.
You're not in 2 of my favorite movies of ever.
Name it, Nick.
Plus also name that girl. Wait, who's that girl?
Yeah. I'm going to say Knocked Up.
Knocked Up is correct. Yeah, Nick has one scene in a parking lot where he walks by and he says, hey.
And they actually cut the hay.
Oh, what? You don't say anything? You're just standing there?
No, I look like I'm going to say something, but in the director's cut, Seth Rogen goes, "Oh, that was Nick Thune." And Judd Apatow was like, I don't give a fuck. Let's talk about other stuff.
Oh, you mean on the commentary?
Yeah.
Not in the movie.
No, they
like
actually...
Like walking
no,
away
No, they
with...
did it in the director's cut. They just actually have Seth saying that.
All right, we got a very exciting... we got a very exciting competition going here. Nick has a point. Griffin has a point. Rory could get on the board. You just never know.
I choose not to.
He's a fate guy. He...
But Griffin gets to pick the next category, and then we will go to Rory.
Yes.
Griffin, would you like, as suggested by
Josh_Twitter,
suggested Christopher Waltzen, and that's movies where Christopher Walken dances. All right? Or Koji Werner suggested Barton Stink, and that's John Turturro movies that got less than 2 stars from Leonard Maltin. Or Cintrix Phone on Twitter suggested The Nut Job, which is movies where a woman dresses up as a man. The Nut Job. Which one would you like? Christopher Walken dances, John Turturro's bombs are less than 2 stars, or a woman dresses a man?
Let's do John Turturro.
All right.
That's the hardest one.
Yeah, that's why he picked it. He's clever.
Yeah, cool.
He's pretending to not know what's up. 1.5 stars from Leonard for this movie that I vehemently disagree. It's from 1985. I think we played it on the show recently, and it's popped up again. That's how much I like it. He says that this movie is... one of the characters in this movie acts pretty dumb. Exclamation point. Yeah. And he also says that it's hard to root for anyone in this movie. And he lists 9 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? G to the D.
Am I answering?
Yes.
I can get it.
Those are your initials.
I can get it. I got it. G-D. But you added an and. It's a G and D.
The D.
Cause you, isn't your middle name the number 2?
Yeah, apparently. I just found that out. I'm going to go with... I can get it in 10 names. Is that right?
I'll add one more name. I'll make somebody up.
I mean,
I'll pretend okay. that...
You said nine people, right?
Yeah, 9.
I can get it in 4 names.
Oh.
Jesus. Fuck.
Do you know what it is?
I know now that the spirit of this game is just jump in and make shit up.
Yes.
So I'm going with 4. Mm-hmm.
All right, he says 4 names, Rory.
Name it.
All right, here we go.
Go.
Your 4 names are Dwyer Brown, mm-hmm. Robert Downey Sr.,
oh.
Dean Stockwell.
Okay.
That guy was in everything for a while. And Darlene Fugel.
Oh God! F-U-E-G-E-L. I haven't thought about Darlene Fugel.
But how many movies was she in?
Since that night.
Well,
since the night you saw this movie,
I thought about her.
What do you think that is? Do you know?
Do I know what the name of the movie is?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I do.
It's called.
I don't know, man. Dean Stockwell and
Darlene Fugel.
Yeah, Darlene, boy.
And it's been established that John Turturro is in it.
Yeah.
And that this particular critic, Leonard Maltin, did not care for it.
Yeah, no, clearly. And nobody's rootable.
Yeah, it's completely unrootable.
Yes. It's called Perchance to Dream.
Oh! I was so hoping you would say To Live and Die in L.A., because that's what it's called.
Bullshit.
It's
I
true.
Love that movie.
Yeah, right? That's Look. The movie we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, Leonard was way off on that one with the 1.5
wow.
stars.
Really off.
That's some bullshit.
And so I rooted Rory... for every person in that movie. I yeah. loved every single person.
Well, Rory's
William,
on the
William
board.
Peterson was kind of a douche in it.
I even loved him. I was...
It's really good. It's a really good movie.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Nothing feels better than Doug going, oh, I wish you would have said this so you would have won and Rory wouldn't have gotten this point.
Yes. But I just want to say about To Live and Die in L.A., everybody Wang Chung tonight. They were the whole score was Wang Chung songs. It's quite evocative.
They named that movie after Tupac lyrics, actually.
So Rory is has now managed to tie it up. It's a three-way tie, you guys. We got to wrap this up because then we got to have a break and then we have to watch a shitty movie. I mean, a great movie that might be shitty.
Kevin's here tonight.
Oh, Kevin. Do you ever work with Kevin Costner?
Yes.
That
yes.
one is for Rory.
Me? Yes, I have.
That's for Rory. Shut up, Griffin. Who's your favorite of all the movies you've been, directed or been in? Do you have a favorite? Do you have one that you're most... Which one are you most proud of, Rory?
They're all my children.
Yeah,
I like
right?
them all. But I you know, the very first thing I ever directed was a short movie, and that had Tobey Maguire and Kate Capshaw and Kiefer Sutherland, a whole bunch of great people in it. And just the experience of that, it was being the first thing I ever did, was I had a sentimental favorite for that.
Oh, okay. And can people see that somewhere? Can they like dial it up online or something?
Yes, you can see it on... you can see it on Netflix, and you can see it on YouTube.
What's it called again?
It's in that bag, probably.
What's it called?
It's called Duke of Groove.
Okay. I remember that name.
We slowly find out he's in a promotional tour for that movie.
Yeah. It slowly unravels.
No, he's promoting...
A whistle stop tour.
He's promoting Discoveries, and you're promoting Bad Johnson. Yeah. And Rory is here as well.
I got some dates coming up in Wisconsin.
What? Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Wisconsin.
Just wandering the state looking for cheese?
Yeah. Vacation. I go there every summer.
Had to get away.
Yeah.
Get away.
Get away from all
get
this
away
Hollywood.
To the cheese.
Get out to where people know stuff.
Yeah.
Who challenged who on that last round?
Rory got
that. I challenged Griffin.
Okay, so Nick gets to go first, and then we go to Rory. And this is a tiebreaker. This is asparagus pee, and that means that I am going to tell you the entire review, and then the bidding begins. Because so it becomes a game of who knows more about which actors are in this movie and can name them in the correct order. 4 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie. That was directed by Orson Welles. 1949 is when it released. Welles' first and best, a film that broke all the rules and invented some new ones, with fascinating story of a hearse-like publisher and his rise to power.
Can we just throw out the title already?
The cinematography, music score, and Oscar-winning screenplay are all first rate. A stunning film in every way, and Welles was only 25 when he made it. Incidentally, the reporter with a pipe is Alan Ladd. Oh, incidentally, Leonard, who gives a shit? No, I guess Alan Ladd was a big deal.
I wish you said, incidentally, the name is...
Arthur O'Connell is another one of the reporters. Like, Leonard likes to give you little tidbits. And then he lists 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 11 names. How many names do you think you need... Where are we starting with Nick?
I think I was first.
No, it's Nick.
I was supposed to.
That movie Spawn.
So if you, there is no topic in this one. We just play it. It's the asparagus pee.
Okay.
So how many? So you can start with 0 if you think that you know the title of the movie, or -1 if you know the lead actor, -2 if you think you can name 2 people in it.
I'm gonna say 1.
-1.
No, I'm gonna say 1. I need to hear 1.
You can name it. You need still need to hear 1 name.
This is the greatest yes and.
Oh no!
Of all
-1.
Time.
-1.
-1. He means to say. So he says -1, virtually locking this up. I imagine because Rory, you'd have to name the top 2 billed people.
I feel like once he said 1, that was his answer.
That's I would normally agree with you, but anxious to wrap this up.
Oh, you don't want to wait 5 more seconds for me to do it?
All right, you know what? I'll go 1.
Oh, he's really saying it. One.
For Rory.
So you could go, Rory.
Wait, are you now reversing it like because you don't know it?
No, I think he's reversing it because he's trying to be a gentleman.
Is that true? Mm-hmm. I can do it in 48 names. You're being a gentleman?
No, so you won't get Alaska or Hawaii.
So if I say...
This is the new Nick.
If I say zero names, that means I don't have to say it, right?
No, you do have to say it out loud, the name of this movie.
Unless he could do it in negative
he
one.
He still doesn't know it.
I do know it.
Okay.
I'm now mad that he's being a gentleman to let me win.
But if you say...
I want to be a gentleman and try to let Griffin win.
I've won
well,
before.
So just say zero names, because then Griffin can say negative one, and
that's
he'll,
what
he'll
I just
name
asked.
The movie, and the, yeah, do that.
Zero names.
All right, so Griffin just says... Griffin just says negative one, and then Nick will be forced to ask him to name it. What do you say, Griffin? What do you say, Griffin?
Negative one.
He says negative one.
But if I knew the title, could I yell it out loud?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Hold it in.
Name that movie.
All right, so you name the movie and the top billed performer. The film is called, yeah.
What?
The film is called?
Touch of People.
And what? Who's the top billed actor?
Charlton Heston.
All right. The film is called Citizen Kane.
You said 1949.
And the top
said it came out.
No, you said
he still won.
He said it came out in 1949. You said
we were all gentlemen. Then Nick still won.
Of course it was that. But I thought you said it came out in 1949.
I said 41, I thought. I said 49.
Oh, this is rich.
That's a
rich.
Big fucking deal.
This is yes, rich.
Right, but I also said it was his first
I know,
film.
I yeah, I got all
his
that.
His best film.
I
and it was about
day.
A publisher.
Yeah, I know.
A Hearst.
Was Charlton Heston a publisher in that film?
It's War of the Worlds, right? Is it War of the Worlds?
Rory.
I didn't know those were real clues.
This is the first time no one wins.
I hope. No, there's a winner. Who challenged?
It was Nick.
Nick, yeah, Nick won. Give me your Sour Patch Kids. But it's all arbitrary, as we know from listening to this show. Who was Nick playing for? Just come
the kid.
Kid.
Come on, kid.
Come on, kid.
Come grab your bag, kid. And Rory, does your name tag have a shithead written on the back of it?
It does.
Oh, wow, he's giving away some Sour Patchies. Is it on here?
Yeah, it's on
it
the
is?
Back.
Okay.
At the top.
Is it legible? Oh, it's like a post-it. And what about yours, Griffin? Do you have like some sort of note on the back? Don't read it out loud, but if you...
On the back of this?
In the back of the Oreos.
Too much cholesterol.
That guy, did you put the name on there? Okay, can you come up here and write down a name for me to... Because you get... I'll call anybody a shithead on your behalf. That's your prize. Come on down. Take your time.
Feel free to write Charlton Heston.
Just write it down on the piece of paper right there.
Oh, we
yeah,
get to
just
keep
yeah,
those.
Drop the pen what? First.
We get to keep those Oreos. Oh.
Like no, that's like the most pressure anyone's ever.
Yeah, I know.
Writing something. Thank you guys so much for being here. Let's hear for all my guests: Rory Scovel, Griffin Dunn, The Discoveries. Look for that. Nick Thune in the. In Bad Johnson, and as always, Tim Gustafson is a shithead, and cholesterol is a shithead.
Yeah. Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room